This is Backquote. My name is Ronnie Rodriguez. Episode number 146 is here. Today's episode is titled PayPal. This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai. So far we have explained how to send and receive money via PayPal and how it works. But before we know how to set up your PayPal account, you need to decide what kind of PayPal account you want to create. When you sign up for a PayPal account, enter the name of the credit card or bank account you want to use for purchases, individually. If you have a cashback balance or credit card with PayPal, you can transfer your funds to your PayPal account. You can also connect your bank account or debit card to your PayPal account if you need a quick way to move your reward money elsewhere. When you pay for something, the money you receive can only be used if your credit is topped up by your assigned card or bank account. However, paying for online purchases with PayPal is much easier than paying with Western Union or by cable. Using PayPal can be even cheaper than giving directly to the website you are buying from. After you have reviewed the following 7 benefits of using PayPal, you will probably want to start using it for everything you buy online. You will need a few things to set up your PayPal account, including a credit card number, bank account number, and PayPal address. If PayPal decides not to refund your money, you can try to challenge the transaction again with your credit card issuer. You will also need to verify the identity of the person you are buying from, as well as the name and address of your payment provider. If you have a PayPal personal account, follow the PayPal prompt to upgrade to a free PayPal business account or upgrade your PayPal personal account for free. We recommend PayPal users to check their account regularly, and notifying us if they have concerns will help limit your liability. You can log into your PayPal business account or create a new PayPal account. Follow these steps to connect your existing PayPal business account to the new account you are updating or creating, as well as to create new accounts. To provide extra protection, it is a good idea to make your PayPal purchases with a credit card and use this card as a financing mechanism. If the card you enter is connected to an account outside your personal account, PayPal will not accept your card details. Sign in to a PayPal business account during setup, but if you have not selected your credit or debit card for your PayPal account, you will be prompted to do so. To verify your card with PayPal, log into your account, select the card you want to verify and click Wallet. Click on the Confirm Card link, followed by PayPal will charge this card a small amount, and then click OK. Log into your PayPal business account, select the payment method and fees, then click Consent to Pay, and select OK. PayPal offers customers the possibility to connect their business account to the website via a mobile phone, tablet or other mobile device such as a smartphone or tablet. When a customer uses PayPal checkout, they can pay and pay at any time without ever leaving the site. For PayPal customers, you can use the PayPal credit offer Pay 4 on your website, but you will still receive full payment during the sale. You can be sure that your PayPal purchases are always made the first time, as you can set up multiple multi-funded PayPal accounts with different bank accounts and credit card numbers. If you see a spinning wheel after clicking back to square, make sure your preferred PayPal bank account is an active checking account. In the message you see during the connection process, you can connect to PayPal with your PayPal business account. If you use a PayPal business account, PayPal connects directly to your bank account via the PayPal business account on your computer or mobile device. Depending on where you are logged into PayPal, you may need to do some research to find the exact location of the PayPal links. To set up your PayPal account, visit the PayPal website and click the Sign In button at the top right of your screen. Your PayPal account is linked to your bank account so you can deposit and withdraw money from PayPal. Whenever you pay with PayPal, you can choose which card or account you want to pay with and simply add a credit or debit card with your name, address, phone number, email address and credit card number. PayPal can shield you from the hustle and bustle of card payments, but it cannot prevent fee payments from taking place. If you block one of your payments, you may need to change your PayPal settings to accept this payment. Payments in foreign currencies should be converted automatically via PayPal. This was PayPal, by Backquote, and this was episode number 146. My name is Ronnie Rodriguez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.